Today, this radio program, All Things Considered, turns 40. NPR's Susan Stamberg has been here since we first went on the air on May 3rd, 1971, and she poked through our dusty archives to revisit some of the program's past birthday celebrations.
When we started, there was war in Vietnam, demonstrations against that war. The voting age was lowered to 18. The Beatles had broken up. And in the air, as well as on our air in the early 70s, a sweetly notable absence of irony. Host Mike Waters marked All Things Considered's first birthday.
We will not devote this program to looking backward over the year.
Well, not the whole program. We did give a party, invited some children, and asked what they liked on radio and TV. Nobody mentioned All Things Considered, ATC, to us.
I love Lucy, and Dip Van Dyke, and I love Jeannie.
When you're seeking a solution to our mountains of pollution,
don't drive, don't ride, walk it.
On All Things Considered's second birthday, 1973, this non-commercial radio program ran a contest asking listeners to compose commercials for nicer living. We gave an example. The singer is Linda Wertheimer.
When your head is in a shambles, so much so that it just rambles,
sort it out, seek escapes, take a walk.
See what I mean about no irony?
From National Public Radio in Washington, All Things Considered.
Good evening, I'm Susan Stamberg. We're marking the third birthday of our program today and thinking youthful thoughts. First, Bob Edwards has a summary of the day's top news.
The Watergate prosecutor's office...
A president resigned, a war ended, we got a new theme, they changed like hairdos, and ATC turned 5. Then 6. Every year we marked our birthday. In those early, under-resourced years, I think we did it in amazement that we'd made it to another May 3rd. At least by age 7, we got a sense of humor about it.
In a congratulatory message to the staff, NPR President Frank Mankiewicz took to the intercom and he said, 7 years may not be much for a struggling young public radio network, but look at it this way, if we were a dog, we'd be 119. The staff applauded and then barked.
Age 10 seemed a big deal. Bill Siemering, NPR's first program director who conceived of All Things Considered, had congratulations and concerns.
I would fear that because of its success, there's a tendency to not take as many chances and not have as much fun as you should have.
20, another milestone, half of perfect vision. So we found some people who were 20 and asked what it was like.
I feel like I can make decisions about my life that I couldn't have made a couple of years ago.
Another decade, 10 more candles on the radio cake. In 2001, some 30-year-olds reminisced.
I grew up in a state of profound nuclear angst.
I had a scrapbook of Princess Diana, her wedding. That was really cool.
The Gulf War,
it was a TV special, and it's all precision and clean and smart bombs and CNN.
Today they're all 40, and so is All Things Considered. For some of us, it's nice to be 40 at our age. Wishing ATC many more lively decades, I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
Pardon?
All Things Considered.
I'm drawing a blank.
I don't understand. This is what, 20 years old today?
Oh, hi again. I couldn't resist this. We were half our age when this was recorded. In 1991, our audience was maybe half its present size, but running it again at 40 keeps us humble.
All Things Considered. Which ones are they?
All Things Considered is for National Public Radio.
Oh, yeah.
I don't listen to National Public Radio.